Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN. It's always good to slide in the weekend with some good news, and something good happened yesterday in Chicago at Ada S. McKinley Community Services. That's a nonprofit with a 105-year history in Chicago. It was the 16th annual Trunk Scholarship Celebration at the South Shore Cultural Center. My lisp was definitely coming through on that one. Let's say hello to Mule Cece. Mule, how are you today?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Dude, you sound like you're 30. How old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
I know, you're a high schooler. Where did you just graduate from?
High Park Academy.
Oh, my gosh. So yesterday was a big day, right? You were asked to participate by writing an essay answering the question, why obtaining a post-secondary education is important to me. Not only did you do it, you did it well, and you were the winner. Congratulations.
Yes, I got first place. Thank you.
Yeah, first place is awesome. Your family must be proud of you.
Yeah, they're very proud.
And so I have the essay in front of me, but, you know, sum it up for everybody listening about what you wrote in that essay and what winning this means to you.
Basically, what I wrote in the essay, I basically talked about how my parents inspired me to do well in school and always working hard and get what I want. And what I want is my college degree. So I want to work hard and get that. And the essay means a lot to me. It really means just never stop going. Always do what you can do to your fullest potential.
Yeah. So you want to be a computer scientist. And you said that education will break the poverty cycle and make for a better future. And during high school, you made an effort to make sure that you got into school. And they said that you said your extracurricular activities were, you know, coding clubs and tech workshops and learning everything you can about computer science.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a lot of work.
Yep. But at the end of the day, it's going to be worth it.
Yeah. So this organization turns students like yourself into college-bound students, and they do that by giving you a trunk. Is it a literal trunk? Like, what size is it? What are
it's
we talking
a
about?
A literal trunk.
Wow.
A literal trunk of supply.
And I understand there was a laptop in there.
Yep, laptop. They gave us a desk, all types of college dorm essentials.
And did you have help with scholarship money getting into Illinois State?
Yeah, the FAFSA definitely helped, and I secured a scholarship from the school as well. And Ada S. McKinley, they definitely helped a lot. Helped me save a lot of money, not only me and my family. So yeah,
that's awesome. I know that they've helped college bound students with over $20 million in college scholarships and a 100% college placement rate. And I guess these trunk scholarships are named in honor of a former Chicago Bear player, right?
Yep, a former Bear player.
Revi Sori played for the Bears from 75 to 83, founded the program in 2008 after he learned that college-bound students were burdened by the expenses of dorm room and school supplies, because all that stuff is not covered by grants or scholarships. And boy, that adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah, adds up a lot.
Yeah. I think you're going to – so you visited Illinois State?
Yeah. Ada S. McKinley, they took me there while I was in school. And they also really helped me with my choice. and choosing that school. So that's why I'm very appreciative of them.
Oh, I love that. Our sports anchor, who is usually here, is a graduate. My son went to Illinois State, and it's just a beautiful campus. I think that you're going to like it.
Yeah.
So computer scientist, what do you foresee yourself doing, you know, that's changing so rapidly, but what do you want to do with that degree?
It's a lot with that degree. I just want to find whatever, best suits me. And when I go to college, I might not stick to computer science. I might go to, cybersecurity, but I want to do something that has to do with computers, and I want to make a change.
Boy, cybersecurity is a big issue in the news today. The whole world's been affected by that. Joe Brand, who's filling in our sports department. I don't know, Joe, you graduated from Illinois State, too?
I did. A big reason I'm here is because of Kevin Powell.
Wow. So tell Moulay, because this is the thing, and Moulay, I think that's a great point that you made. Yes, you're going in as a freshman with this thought, but it will change because you'll learn so much over the next couple of years that the direction you're headed in might be different. So give him some college-bound advice for people going to Illinois State, Joe.
Well, go to class, number one. I feel like that's the main thing. Even if you're tired, even if you pulled an all-nighter, just go to class. You never know when a pop quiz is going to come up and you can earn an easy 20 points. But no, the fact that you got a passion already heading in, I think you're ahead of a lot of the other freshmen that are going into college, not sure what they're going to do, but definitely still keep your options open. Don't be afraid to take a class that might push your limits, push your boundaries a little bit, and just kind of figure out what you like and hone in on what you do like, but also explore, see what else is out there.
Yep, will do. Thank you.
And Moulay, how many people in your family have gone on to college?
I'm first generation, but my brother and sister has.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, good on your parents for getting their kids into college. Congratulations on taking first place in this. I don't want to call it a contest because it's more of a celebration, but you did it. And congratulations on getting that trunk. Keep us up to date. We want to follow what you do in the future.
Okay, thank you.
That's Moulay Cici, Ada S. McKinley's Trunk Scholarship first place winner. Just a bunch of good news. It impacted a lot of kids, a lot of Southside High School seniors.